That was the last one.
What? What do you mean that was the last one?
As in, that was the last one, fam.
Shit. Well, what are we supposed to do now?
What kind of question is that?
Well, we can't exactly go without.
What do you want me to do? Reuse it?
Obviously not. Don't be gross.
He doesn't look at me as he wraps it up and tosses it behind us. The way our eyes had both lit up when we found it is actually embarrassing. I can't help but notice he does feel less distant. Like we finally had a taste of what we needed just to have it run out.
Hey. Hey. I love you.
We need to keep moving.
Tell me the plan again.
Head along the Thames until we hit Westminster Bridge. Seems the least infected. Head east once we cross and we should end up at the gallery. Map says there's a corner shop on the way which hopefully has supplies.
And how long is that gonna take?
As long as it takes, Ruby.
We're lost, aren't we? Ali!
Shut up, Ruby. I'm trying here, mate. If you have a better idea, I'm happy to hear it.
Well, for one, the gallery is that way.
Ruby. Sorry. I didn't mean to. Sorry.
Forget it.
You went to the gallery a lot then?
Well, I guess so. My mum had one of those memberships, so she got a free plus one all the time. There was this one we went to once. It had loads of glowing lights and mirrors, and I went like multiple times in a year. And why are you laughing at me?
You're such an art girly.
Shut up. I like art. What's wrong with that?
Oh, I went with Mama's Tate membership.
Shut up. You are so annoying. The River Thames sang next to us in soprano waves. Fish swam between the sheaths of water that was so clear you could see the bones at the bottom. Oh my gosh, look at that!
Rubes, hey, don't have time for this, fam.
Look at this cornflower!
Rubes!
Look at it! I've never seen an orange one before! You know, cornflowers are technically weeds, but actually ended up being endangered with all the farming malpractice. They used to grow in my grandma's garden, this insane shade of blue. But I mean, there's just no reason for an orange one to exist. But without us, without our big world, they just decided to be orange. Just because they can. There's no one here to crossbreed out of them or burn them down with herbicides. An orange cornflower. Come on, you don't think that's pretty cool? Ali?
Okay, fine. It's pretty cool.
My grandma would have loved to see one of these.
Rubes. Stay down. Move with me.
I still find myself forgetting them. Forgetting they're the reason we're running constantly. The reason we're hiding constantly. Reason we argue constantly.
Stop shaking!
I can see the prongs of its legs twist in the overgrown grass. No one is quite sure if they detect scent or movement or sight. Best to just avoid all three. Ali signs our agreed B symbol and I nod. My fingernails are now nubs, they don't clink against the glass bottle I grab. With my finest lacrosse upper arm, I throw the thing as far as I can. Fuck me.
We need to be more careful. No more flowers, Ruby. When I heard there was this clan on the southeast side, I can't explain to you how relieved I felt. I mean, sure, it would be shit trying to survive this thing alone, but it's only slightly better with your girlfriend of 6 months. I mean, there are no breakups on Doomsday, right?
I need to rest.
Are you fucking serious, fam? We're nearly there, Roots.
Well, exactly. 5 minutes isn't going to make any difference.
She's already taken her shoes off, examining the blisters before I can say anything else. Ruby, we just saw a scrambler and now you want a pedicure.
My blister popped. It's a fucking mess down there. Besides, that scrambler was miles back. We're not going to see it all the way over here.
Oh, right. Of course, I forgot there's only one of those things.
Well, if we see another, I'll distract it while you run. Sound good?
That one stings. I know if it came down to it. She mean it. And I couldn't say the same. I think she knows that too.
Give me one of the bars.
She's being a brat. I swing my backpack round and give it to her anyway.
Hey, only expired a year ago.
I roll my eyes but sit down next to her anyway. There's a can of tuna and I've been thinking about it all morning.
So, like, what job do you think you'll get?
What?
In the clan. Like, surely there are people who go out and hunt, but there must be people who just, like, wash clothes or cook big meals for everyone. Maybe I could be a seamstress or something. I used to kind of like sewing. What?
Yeah. You're going to be the next Vivian Westwood for sure. You know what, maybe? Or be a barrister, fam. Bet they have got loads of those jobs going. Or even better, I'll be an actor, yeah? This is definitely the opportunity I've been waiting for.
Well, I was just saying.
Rubes, come on. You know it's not actually going to be like that, you know?
Well, yeah, not exactly, but it'll be humans. It'll be sort of like how things were before.
Ruby, I know this is going to start a fight, but are you really that fucking stupid?
Ali!
You think we're going to rock up to this clan and go flower picking?
They put out the alert to look for life, didn't they? They want to build some kind of society, whatever that looks like.
They sent us on a death journey, Rubes. Sure, they called us to drain them, but didn't send out much help to get us here, did they, hmm? You don't think it's sus that the ones who bomb cities and torch buildings don't have materials to come get us? You are so naive, I fucking swear.
What are you on about? They didn't know who was alive and where. How could they send something out? Where would they be sending it to? They managed to get the message to us, didn't they? They want survivors joining them.
And how many survivors have we seen? Sorry, were you out socializing with all those traveling survivors? When I was asleep or something? Ruby, this is what they want. Draw all the survivors out. They either die on the way or they make it. Then they go, great, no more survivors. Let's burn this shit to the ground. No one left to get bit by a scrambler. No one left to defend. No one left except them. And then we all come out of hiding and find the countless uninfected bodies. They all say, well, we told them. They didn't follow instructions. Silly shits. So, no blood on our hands. While they're in some ivory tower or probably sucking a scrambler and then each other, fam.
You are so fucking morbid. We finally have a chance to find some sort of humanity again, and of course you're making it a political statement. Jesus, Ali, congratulations on your sense of righteousness. These are people from government, Ali. Soldiers, scientists, whoever else. They aren't on a mission to destroy everything they worked to build.
That they worked to build. Did you ever met a politician, Ruby? They watch people build up everything and laugh at the wreckage, fam. They don't build shit, they just reap the benefits.
Well, actually, my cousin...
And there it is. Daddy's little girl has met a politician and, of course, is actually related to one. Now it makes sense.
Well, then why did you make us come here, hmm? Why not just watch it all burn?
I didn't make us come here.
Yes, you did. I was happy up on the hills. I felt safe there. But when we got that message, you were the one that packed us up. Oh, yeah, big man's all quiet now. Stay quiet. Because you know what the truth of it is, Ali? You knew we might die too. You knew we might never make it here. You knew one of us might get injected by a scrambler and have to kill the other to survive. But you were so sick of me. You were desperate to find anyone else but me. And you risked all of that. And that's the fucking truth. You can blame it on the politics and social justice, or you want. Hey, maybe you and a politician aren't so different after all.
Ruby, I... Time to move!
Ali, wait up, we're here.
I never went to the gallery. It was never on my agenda. Bunch of white people slapping other white people's stuff on a wall. Wasn't tempting. But I bet it didn't look like this when Rubes was going. The one's automatic door is covered in ivy and vines. I never seen plants like this before. There are wildflowers scattered about around us. There are so many bees. With joint effort, get the door open between us. The sound of straining metal makes me twitch. It's just been a while since I've heard a harmless man-made structure. It's pitch black, the ivy behind us blocking out any trace of sunlight. Ruby flicks a torch on. There's the incense to call out, but our incense didn't train us for this world.
What if there's no one here? I reach for Ali's hand, but I can't find her.
Shh. I flinch as I feel a movement by my arm.
Stop there.
Ruby moves the torch onto a man's face. There are three of them, actually. All with a gun.
We got your message to come here.
Are either of you infected?
No. We wouldn't have come here if we were...
Check out her foot. That's a lot of blood, man.
No, that's just a blister, man.
It's nothing. It's really nothing. Look, you can even see. Look.
Ruby, don't!
Then the shot fires.